And that star continues to radiate and shine because it draws love out of us. It draws love. It leads people to us because it's such a radiating, warm light. And then as you go through our life, life happens, and then we experience, sometimes we get angry when our friend doesn't share a toy with us. We get mad if somebody says something mean to us on the playground. Or mean if we say something to somebody on the playground. Sometimes the star that was shining so brightly kind of gets covered up by a few clouds. Maybe it's a friend we're working on a project with in our classroom, and they take something that's not supposed to be taken, that's ours. We get upset. We have these emotions that come up. Sad, get hurt. And when read the Bible, Jesus came and lived a life, and we know what Jesus did when Jesus had other people who came to Jesus when they were angry, or hurt, sad. Jesus just loved them. Jesus loved them. And Jesus shared, when Jesus was here, that no matter what we do, we can never stop Jesus from loving us. Never, 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 never. No matter what we do, no matter what we do, no matter what we say, if we're mean, if we hurt somebody, if we're feeling sad, if we're feeling angry, God never stops loving us. And that's also part of that star. God here, present in our midst, on earth, teaching us how to also bring God here in our midst, in our hearts, when we care for other people, when we share. So when we have these feelings that come up, when we think about what God taught us as Jesus, it's easier for us to then move beyond the feelings and say, let's get back to what Jesus was teaching us and then begin to share, to say sorry, to reach out and hold your friend's hand. One of the things that I was, and parents, maybe you're always amazed at, but when my two boys were 3, 4, 5, it was amazing to watch that one boy would take the other's toy, and there would be, oh my gosh, anger, frustration, screams, tantrums, banging on the floor. He took my toy! And within a few minutes, it was gone. Resolved. Somehow they just forgot about it. I don't know what happened, but they just didn't hold on to it. But you know, the older we get, the more we hold on to some of those feelings. They're kind of sticky. They kind of stay and they hurt. Some hurt really badly. And so we begin to feel not just sadness, but deep pain, deep sadness. And sometimes feeling lost when somebody dies in our life. Or we feel really, really, really angry when someone does something to us. And that star starts to get clouded again. And we can't quite see its brilliance and its shininess. And so, one of the things that I found was really helpful for me, whenever I feel like I'm overwhelmed with so much of that stickiness, I just have to sit down and think about how much God loves me right now. Just the way I am. If I'm angry, God still loves me. If I'm sad, crying, grieving, God still loves me. I'm really mad and angry. God never stops loving me. And so, when I feel that, when I allow myself to feel God's love here, when I sit, and all of this stuff that I'm holding, God has not stopped loving me. That warms my heart. And it slowly releases the little tentacles that have held me from such pain, grief, sadness, hurt. When Jesus was alive, Jesus healed people who were hurting in their bodies, in their hearts, and in their minds by just loving them. Never stopped loving them. And just to show that, would also go and then forgive them and heal them. Just to make sure they knew it. Even King Herod. Jesus loves King Herod, who had plotted to do harm to Jesus. But King Herod's own greed covered up his scar. So, the more we allow that love of God to feel all over our bodies, sometimes, when I was younger, I used to just put my hands in the air and just dance, because it just felt so good, and it just helped me to change the feeling I had inside. Or if I felt that love of God, I still felt angry, I'd sing a good song that just made me feel happier. Couldn't be angry anymore. And so, the more we do that, the more we allow the light of our own star to shine brighter and brighter. And the love flows out of our hearts more easily. And in this day of Christmas Eve, we're celebrating the day that God is born on earth. And this is Jesus' birthday, like every good birthday, Jesus got some presents. What kind of presents did the three kings give to Jesus?
Two.
What, two? All right, well, gold and frankincense. And there was actually a third called myrrh.
Three.
Thank you. And so, as we like with birthdays, you know, all of us have birthdays. We like giving presents. It's a special time when we bring something to the birthday person. So I would like to invite all of you to come forward and bring your presents for Jesus up here. You can put them up on the altar. So come on, everybody. Bring your presents. No one's coming. Well, this is Jesus' birthday. We're supposed to bring presents to a birthday, right? Did we all forget? Wow. You have something? Wow. Well, what can we do? We didn't bring any presents for Jesus. Then, I have an idea. If we didn't bring anything, maybe we can bring what Jesus taught us. Maybe we can bring the same love that Jesus shared with all those people back then, and still shares with us now. Maybe we can make that our present to Jesus. Can we all do that? Do you think that's a good present? I think we can share love, share kindness, say sorry sometimes when we hurt people's feelings, be respectful to our mom and dad when they make us do things we don't like, but we know and trust that those things for us that is important.
Yes.
Holding them. And sometimes, if we don't feel like it, I invite you to sit down and feel God's love that never stops. Never, ever stops.